season and a new level. We calling it the next level. Y'all, this Next Level Living Podcast. Man. I'm your host, Mike Moss. Y'all, we got Crystal back this week.
K-Hart.
Y'all, what's up? Show my girl some love. With them shades. Who are you?
She looking hella
what's
confident.
What's going on?
She looking hella confident.
It's giving real Miami out here right now. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, them is more. That's LA vibes.
It's LA vibes.
Is that LA?
That's LA
with
vibes.
With the shades? Bro, them, I don't know,
I don't have black shades like y'all.
But it looks like it was intentional.
He don't have black. He got gold. Actually, we kind of got like a whole little...
A thing.
Well, maybe we need to tell him why, y'all. But first, can I give a shout out to the biggest boss?
Oh, man.
Jeremy, how you feeling, big dog?
I'm feeling Gucci.
Okay.
Millions didn't make
wish
it.
Wish I didn't catch it. But zoom in on the double G.
One of the ones who did.
My dog.
Bro, yeah, I'm how you feeling Gucci.
I'm feeling right. Gucci, man.
Yeah, that was different.
That was.
You know what? I'm going to let you have that.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah.
I grew up with my people, man.
Oh, that's what
I knew
people?
That was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Uh-huh. You different.
So man, cut that, though, and we're going to send that to Gucci for a campaign, okay?
Oh, facts. They need to cut you a check now.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we back from Australia now.
Yeah, crazy thing is I got an insider, quick little story, right?
All
right. To show you the circles I'm blessed to be in. When Gucci opened up their new store in Lenox Mall, they reached out to one of my partners and said, hey, we're going to open it up, but we want to do a private grand opening. You want our biggest clients, the private grand opening going to be for you. We'll have catered menus and everything. So he reached out to only like 30 or 40 people. It was like, yo, they doing a private shopping. Mm. It was a vibe, bro. But to imagine that, I'm thinking like, that's different.
So that's the story behind your glasses?
No, oh, I already had these before.
That's the intro for the shades.
No, I had these before. I was just saying how...
Oh, you're just saying Gucci was next level?
When you was like a sponsorship, I was like, yo, they really be doing different things and I got an insider there. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm feeling very strong. I almost had to catch myself because I was about to say I'm feeling very confident.
Oh.
But I, yeah.
Hold
Go
up.
Ahead, Chris.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, you yeah, saw yeah. my hat, huh?
Huh? Yeah, y'all
okay,
see the hat?
So just,
hold on, look at the back of my shirt, too.
Oh.
For the people that can't see this, it says confidence.
Show us the back, Jay.
Read the back of it, because
no,
I can't
don't
read it.
Turn no more, though, because you're
don't turn
no more,
the whole
over.
Thing.
Okay,
come
cool.
Right, but wait, right. What it say? What it say? Did you read it?
It said confidence.
Yeah, but what's the rest?
Oh, you want to read the
yes.
definition?
Yes, okay.
Oh, okay, stay right there. Stay right there. I got you. Confidence of the God within me. It's rooted in one's ability to view themselves as a reflection of God. Break that down, Chris. Break that down.
One's ability to view themselves as a reflection
like
of God.
Confidence is more self-centered, right? Confidence is like, look, I can't lean on my own understanding, but I'm going to lean on God's understanding. I'm going to have confidence because I'm not good enough to deliver this confidence the way that the world needs it. So, Jeremy, you came up with this. You started saying this. How long ago did you start saying this?
Episodes back.
No, it wasn't even an episode. I slipped up and said it one time. I was speaking at a church in Miami.
Okay.
Miami.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, and they was just like, matter of fact, this is back when I was on the Grace Tour. That confidence thing been in my spirit. You the reason we made the shirt.
Facts.
When
Shout
you said that, I was just thinking like, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Because I was talking about confidence before that. But I was preaching in front of the church, and I was just like, doing a Q&A, the afternoon program, they was like, yo, where do you get your confidence from? I was like, I really ain't got confidence. I got confidence.
Gotcha.
Yes.
I ain't going to fall from the cons or the enemy. So I ain't got no confidence. I got confidence.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
you
wait, wait, wait,
oh, it's
wait,
bars.
Wait, wait,
it's
wait,
bars
wait,
attached.
Wait.
It's levels to this.
The cons of the enemy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Because that's what happened. The enemy have you full of yourself. I realized everything I am. It's because of God.
Yeah.
Did I have to work hard and sacrifice? Yes. But it was all because of God. Like in the morning times, when me and the family pray, there's always one element. I'm like, God, bless our efforts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the best we can, but we need you to bless our efforts.
Yeah.
We need you to favor us, right?
Yeah.
And so that Godfidence is like, man, I want to see the God in me.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to recognize that. Like I'm walking in that.
Yeah.
Not in who I am as a human, who I am in the flesh, like who I am in God. Like I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the Most High.
Yeah.
He loves me. He would have got up on that cross if it was only me that needed salvation.
Yeah.
And so I move with that energy, you know, and I have great expectations because my God is a God of expectations. And He's a God that can exceed my expectations. So that's the whole origins of confidence. And now we got the shirts and the hats. What would you say to that if somebody needed to get their merch?
Get your merch.
Get your merch.
Hey, y'all be on cue like an R. Is that right after it?
Seriously. Next level.
Come on. That was good. I didn't even know if that was the next letter in the alphabet, but I know.
God did. I love it. That word crazy.
Honestly, man, it's just a different vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? The confidence. The new merch, man. New energy. We got the little Miami, LA vibes out here. Like, we feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we feel the difference. Yeah. Like, what does confidence mean to you, Chris?
I mean, aside from what I was breaking down earlier, I think confidence is just telling me that I don't have to have it together. Like, I don't have to know going into it that I'm going to be confident in this situation. Because if God is always with me, that's all I need there. I'm going to show up and he's going to show out.
Facts.
Like, he's going to use me to do it, but I don't have to worry about not being everything that he has created me to be, because if he shows up, I could just be like, look, you got it. You got it.
Facts.
So that's what confidence means to me.
I love that. There's a peace in giving everything to God. Like, a lot of people,
In common sense.
Yeah. I'm going to let you break down that part, though, in just a second.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that when I give things to God, it releases me from the thing that was crippling me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't miss this, y'all. A lot of times we are overwhelmed from trying to do everything. We have this plan. We have a desire to make sure everything is perfect. And God is just like, bro, tag me in.
Right.
Y'all, I used to love wrestling growing up, man. And sometimes my favorite wrestler would be on the outside of the ropes, and he over here tag team with a bum, and he in there getting beat up in a ring. And I'm just like, Bro, tagging Stone Cold. Bro, tagging The Rock. Bro, we did not come here to see you.
Right.
How many of y'all know, y'all, we be wrestling in a life, y'all? Life didn't come here to see us. Like, we are losing because we are not the main person for this event. God's already had a plan for what we're supposed to do. We just got to tag that man in.
But you do know that was scripted.
What?
The wrestling.
The wrestling.
Yeah, it's TV.
And this foe is fake. And it's the same way with the enemy.
Right.
He's given us a script that we've been reading.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is a lie.
Mm.
And so when we follow the path that God has for us and we say, miss me with that script.
Right.
I know Adam and Eve fell, but miss me with their script, right? The script of sin. I want to follow the script of sanctification. So I'm going to tag God in because I can't do this because I'm a wretch.
Right.
When the word said that my righteousness is but filthy rags, I'm like, the best I could be is like,
it's a filthy rag.
I'm thinking like, yo, it's a whole nother level to it. But when I think about the righteousness, like when I think about what God wants to do in my life, the plans he has for me, it makes me move differently.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's a different type of confidence that I have in him.
Yeah.
Which is where we take out the con and put in the God. Like, I got confidence. And so
it's different.
It's different. Yeah. It's different. And I keep that with everything I do.
Yeah.
Right? So if I see somebody excelling in the space, I'm like, hey, God, they doing their thing, and they don't even know you. They don't even worship you. They just put together good business principles, good practices, and they're getting success.
Right.
I'm going to do the same thing, and I'm going to worship you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm expecting.
Yeah.
Like, for real, like, when I quit my job, and then Tracy's so crazy and gangster, that chick quit her job too?
Yeah.
When we took on this journey, I'm like, yo, they didn't take confidence enough. That took confidence.
Yeah.
That took faith. Nah. So now I'm like, hey, God, it's a whole bunch of people watching me. So now when folks that was once talking about me, it's like, now, hey, can I work with you? I'm like, wow, that's interesting. I'm like, yo, God, you got to keep excelling me. Because what I'm going to do when you put the spotlight on me, I'm just going to point right back to you.
Facts. Mirror.
Once people be like, oh, man, Jeremy, we see what you accomplished. All praise be to God. Man, your talk. Praise God.
Right.
He the one that did it.
Yeah.
Right. So your confidence is after you've already done the work, you know, faith and works, right? Your confidence is your faith after you've done the work. Or do you not do the work and then still have confidence and have faith that things are going to work out?
No, yes, you're correct. No, my confidence is I have faith that when I do the work, it's going to work out. Mm-hmm. My confidence is I'm going to do the best I can, and he going to take care of the rest.
Okay.
So my confidence is not, I could just be average, and he going to bless me because I love God. Bump that. He despises that. Mm-hmm. Like when you look at the man, the talents, one had five, turned into 10. One had two, turned into four. One had one. It was like when the master came, he was like, hey, I know you a hard worker.
Right.
So what I did was I saved it and I buried it. Mm-hmm. Here you go. My man said, you evil doer, you evil worker. Like, you didn't do nothing with it?
Yeah.
So, I don't serve the God that's like, you can be average. I really believe that God despises average, and he is frustrated at average because that's anti-him. Mm-hmm. And so, for me, it's like, I'm going to do the best I can with what I have, and my confidence comes from, I know that's good enough because he's going to take care of the rest.
That's different.
Because the more the spotlight put on me, the more I can point to him.
Facts.
Even at InvestFest, I'm in front of 12,000 people. Every opportunity I have, I'm going to put the spotlight back on God.
Facts.
I'm like, bro, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God. Look at what God did to my life. October 17th, 2009, I went down to that watery grave and got baptized. That's why I moved the way I moved. Yep. That's why I talked the way I talk. You know what I'm saying? That's why I walked the way I walked, because of what he's done in my life.
Facts.
That's why I feel like I'm untouchable. Yeah. The enemy can't touch me. Mm. And if he do touch me, God allowed it to happen because he's going to make me stronger. Ooh. Joe.
Yeah.
So I ain't tripping on like what God can do, what God can't do. The enemy can't stop me from doing the plan that God has for me. Yeah. I can only stop me. Mm. Me and my insecurities, if I get in the way, if I fall victim to flesh, like I'm the only, the enemy can't stop me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? From what God has for me, like what God has given me, can't no man take away from me.
Yeah.
And so I move with that confidence in God.
And see, that's a different way to look at it, because most people, when they experience some type of devastation, they're like, you know, this is the devil working. And your approach is, this is God working to make me an even stronger individual. That's interesting. Okay.
Because, and let me be clear, when we look at the story of Job, it was the enemy who attacked him.
Yeah.
Right? But his posture was, the Lord giveth and taketh away.
Mm. Blessed
be the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
And so, but when we read the story, we understand that it was so that he could be stronger. God was bragging on him. You know what I'm saying? And so I realize now, when things don't quite work out, it's not because God isn't with me. It's because God is just like, okay, you're going to have to lean on me even more.
Yeah.
Everything ain't going to be perfect. Right, as I tell people all the time, as Christians, if we think life's supposed to just be perfect, mm-hmm. or the void of pain, the void of suffering, is a sign that God is with you. No, you look at some of the most amazing and holy, some of the most powerful people in the Bible. They had to endure pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the presence of God is not necessarily the absence of pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it puts us in a position where we have to say, "All right, well, this is what's happening to me." But I'm going to look at it like what's happening for me. And though I don't like this, and though this is not comfortable, I know God has a bigger plan, and I'm at peace with that.
Gotcha.
Mm. And so I think that's where I try to really live my life. When I know things ain't going to work out, my confidence is not just I'm strong because God got my back. I also got confidence that when things don't quite work out, he's going to grow me from the situation. Maybe he protected me for something. Maybe it's something I need to learn. Maybe this is the area in which I'm going to get stronger. And I have peace with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel like one example of your confidence that you really like show was when you moved forward with the conference. I remember you talking about, God, what if we waste this 30,000? Like, what if we lose this 30,000? Oh, 100,000?
Yeah, it was 100,000.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, I was thinking about what I couldn't imagine.
Okay.
And I was 30. He said, let's go ahead and drop 70 on top of that thing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's confidence in a sentence. Okay, mm-hmm. y'all. He said, Mike, you ain't have 30, but God did. What if, you only had 30, but 100? Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's like when you talked about investing that much, and you were talking about if you lose this amount of money, how it could affect the children, all this other stuff. You was like, God, this your bread.
This your bread.
This
oh,
is your
come
God.
On, Mike,
this
I
is
forgot
your,
about that.
This is your money, man. Like, and so when you implement this, I'm hearing like just straight instances of confidence that had to be pushed through.
Right.
When you thought that you burnt the bridge with the person who was gonna stand before you, now you call her auntie.
Right.
And now
right,
she actually
right,
is the person
right.
representing you. That's confidence.
Yeah.
You know, God, this conversation, the first conversation, well, I don't know what's gonna happen. This looks like it might be the best opportunity out of all the other ones, but you gotta fix this. But I'm with you, so you can. Confidence.
Right.
This thing happening. When you went to the first 20 minutes of your speech on the first day, and over 30 people are coming down for baptism. And it wasn't an appeal. Right. It was just an announcement. That's God-fidence. Yeah. Like when you're able to stop in a scripted time period. We had a schedule. You invested in someone to have a schedule. Yeah. And the guy was like, wait, you can't interrupt what I'm doing. You can't schedule what I'm about to do for you.
Come on.
This God-fidence, you give God a platform and an ability to do through you. Like, God-fidence is all up and through next level. And I see it time and time again. Yeah. My question with that is, how is your confidence pushed forward through your insecurities? Like, what is your process to be like, all right, Jay, you shut up. I know this is me being worried, but God is going to continue being who he is. Like, how do you silence yourself when you feel like your stuff is coming through?
Well, first off, man, I probably talk to myself more than I talk to anybody else.
Okay.
Yeah. Facts.
If y'all knew the conversations internally that I have.
Gotcha.
Just with myself and how I'm processing things. Truth be told, bro, I counsel myself. There have been times these past few years where it's like I'm saying one thing about myself and then I'm ministering to myself at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, what would I tell somebody else? I feel the Spirit of God saying, son, what would you tell somebody else? And so I find myself having like these internal conversations.
Okay.
And so, you know, I think that's where my confidence comes from when I'm dealing with trials or insecurities.
Your what?
My confidence.
Talk to him, Jay.
My bad. I think that's where it comes from when I'm dealing with trials and insecurities or things aren't quite working out.
Right.
I have to remind myself, like, man, this is God's work, and I got to get out the way.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to impose. Because the old me, Chris, if something had to happen and I had to spend, say, $2,500 on my truck, I'd be like, man, I got to spend that bread. I'm like, bro, God, that's your bread.
Right.
How you going to replace it?
Yeah.
I was dealing with a dispute I had with our property lines with some of the people who had built homes next to ours. And so we got our attorneys working it out. And I was really irritated because it's like, man, if we would have all just sat down, which I tried to, but two guys are beefing it, all of us are kind of caught up in the mix.
Gotcha.
We could have resolved it, went to the county, cleared some stuff up, saved $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in attorney fees. These guys are prideful. So I'm like, all right, God, you're going to have to replace it, right? So I got my attorney, and I told my attorney, like, bro, go in. Just win. Like, I don't, whatever it costs, like, just win.
Just
like,
go
I ain't coming this far to come this far now. You know what I'm saying? So, like, forget that nice guy. Because he's like, well, Mr. Anderson, I know you're a motivational speaker. You're filled with joy and love. I said, bro, I want to win. Don't get it twisted, bro. You let me be. I said,
yesterday's yard is not today's yard. I need them inches on that thing, dog.
I told my man, I said, bro, you let me be loving, peaceful, kind, with love and joy. You advocate for me.
Ooh.
I hired you to be a bulldog, bro.
Ooh. Oh, so I get it. You looked at him and said, enlarge my territory. Okay. What you hear? Is that what the yard conversation went like?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I ain't trying to take from the body. I'm trying to protect his mind.
That's all it. But the point is,
when I realized that this could cost $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in attorney fees, I told my wife, I said, babe, that's God money.
Yeah.
So if we got to send that wire, or he send us a retainer like $2,500, $5,500 every month, if we got to just pay, it's God money. He going to have to replace it. Because my confidence is not in my bank account. My confidence is. You feel me? Because I'm like, what you've given, you can replenish. You can give me a gig for 20 minutes on stage in Australia to cover my attorney fees for some stupid disputes I got to deal with my neighbors. So that's the energy that I come with now. Yeah. And it's not in me. Like, I'm big and bad. I'm frail.
Yeah.
I'm human.
Yeah.
I let people know a few weeks ago, I've been battling with depression off and on and trying to navigate weird spaces. Right. I got my own insecurities. I got emotions. Like, I'm human. Yeah. I ain't Teflon like that. Yeah. In the spirit, though, hardcore.
Different.
In the spirit, bulletproof vest. In the spirit, armored tank truck.
Yeah.
You can't penetrate me in the spirit.
Facts.
And as long as I stay in that place, I'm going to win.
I love it.
Okay. Every time.
Right.
Chris, I'm gonna let you ask him one more thing, and I got what I needed. So you go on and like sometimes Jay do this thing, and then I sit there and I was just like, that was for me.
That was okay. For me. I'm for living sure. In the spirit.
Push through. I love it.
Okay, so then confidence, you know, you have it on the shirts now. We have it on the hats. Is that something you're going to start incorporating in your messages going forward? Heavy. Or is that just something that's like, if you know, you know?
Heavy. I spoke, I want to say something. But without putting this stuff, I spoke for a guy here recently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I spoke at his conference. And I came with that confidence energy on stage.
Yeah.
And Shirley, check this out. I was just speaking my truth. I was sharing my heart. I was sharing my passion for Tracy. But the confidence that they thought it was just really confidence. And I was just letting them know all I built, all the wealth, all the success, it's all from God. And so I was like really, really leaning in on that.
Yeah.
And so the guy that's over the event came to me afterwards a few days later and said, bro, you changed me.
Hmm.
He said, bro, I made $7 million in one day.
Wow.
I said, what? He said, I made $7 million in a day.
My God, Pablo.
He said, but I don't have what you have.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, I ain't made $7 million in a day though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't made $7 million in a year. You make that in a day. He's like, but I don't. I said, what I got, bro? I know what I got. I want to hear him say it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said, bro, you got peace.
Mm.
He said, you got joy.
Wow.
He was like, I saw the confidence you spoke with and the confidence. I know how much your wife loves and respects you. I want that.
Wow.
It's like, man, I'm just sleeping around. I come home to an empty house. Like, I want what you have. That's real wealth. I said, And so I come with that energy, Chris, of confidence every single day because I realize that's when I'm in my best place. Like you say, Mike, I'm in my bag.
Yeah, fact.
If I'm on me, I'm straight.
Yep.
But when I'm on the God in me, like that thing is different. Yeah. And so I tell people all the time, don't even just look at me and my walk. Like you need to really know God for yourself, and how he got your back.
That's facts.
Come on, he jumped up on the cross for
facts,
you.
Facts.
His word says his mercies are new every morning. The word of God said that there is nothing that you can do. Listen to me.
Yeah.
The word of God said there's nothing that you can do that can separate you from his love.
Wow.
And he wakes your butt up. His mercies are new every single. That's what the Bible says.
Facts.
He's not a man that he should lie. So you should walk with that confidence, that confidence and grace. Mm. And he wants to give you peace. He wants to prosper you. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to live a life of purpose. Right? So I don't want y'all to look at Jeremy like, oh, look what Jeremy's accomplished. You should look at me and be like, shoot, the mindset Jeremy has, if somebody else can experience it, why can't I?
Yeah.
And that should be their mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that should be everybody's mindset of, man, if Jeremy can experience his peace, if Jeremy can experience his success, if Jeremy can walk with this confidence in God, that confidence, he served the same God. The Bible says that God is not a respecter of persons. That means he don't have favorites like I fool with Mike, Crystal Straight, Jeremy, that's my dog. God ain't on that. Yeah. He like, I love all y'all.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? But those who seek me shall find me.
Mm-hmm.
Those who knock,
yep.
I'll open.
Yep.
If you call, I'll answer and listen.
Yeah.
Right? The word of God says that he is a rewarder of those who diligently, faithfully seek after him.
Specific, yep.
So specifically, so I just try to be in that space, man. So that's my takeaway or my last little message to everybody that's tapped in. It's just like, man, what God wants to do through me and what he's doing in your life, Mike, and what he's doing in your life, Chris, and everybody else around us, like all of our next levelers that's listening and watching, like God wants to do the same thing inside of you. You know what I'm saying? You got to just believe that it's possible for you. And you go out here and you live the abundant life that he wants you to have. And I believe your pursuit of that is the very essence of next level living.
That's a fact. And so what we're going to do is tell y'all to go to shopnextlevel.co.
Wow.
Make sure you get your merch. Get your merch. Y'all, we ain't out here on the vibe for no reason.
Oh,
now,
wow.
We do look good, but we feel good.
Come on.
And we know that when y'all look like us, after you get your merch, we are empowering y'all to go out there and make sure that you're doing that hard work, too. Make sure
Thanks.
That you're giving God his just due, because he the reason that you're taking your life.
And this shirt is going
to
make you
level.
Accountable.
Come on.
Oh,
now.
For
right.
sure.
And it ain't
that shirt.
Com.
Right. It ain't .com, it's .co.
.co.
But this shirt is going to make you feel empowered and accountable every time you wear this, because you're going to remember what you represented.
Absolutely.
So. And we about to drop the verse. I need the one version with that suck on the front.
Yes. Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, yes. Chest across the front.
Yeah, it's time. Okay. Yeah. It's time. Which, yeah. Right. With just our arrows?
I'm about to give Deani something on that right now.
Okay.
Just the full confidence and the arrows in the back. We'll talk about it.
ShopNextLevel.co, y'all. We out. Yeah, we'll see y'all next week.
Yep. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm